Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
What a beautiful day. Thank God for this day. We are alive and moving around and doing well. God is so awesome. He really, really, really is. Saturday morning, you guys. Oh, my God. It's awesome. We've had an awesome week. It's just awesome 2 weeks. Just back to back joy. God just showing up and showing out. It's just been an awesome, awesome thrill. Awesome thrill. Let me just take care of this right quick, and then we'll be on our way. I just want to send this out while I'm doing that. Get your pen and paper and your favorite drink and sit back and relax. And enjoy the show. It is definitely one that you're going to appreciate. Make sure. Click one on your phone if you would like to share your thoughts today with us. I would appreciate that. Okay. Now let's go back here. I'm so excited this morning, I tell you. I am so excited this morning. Today we're going to do just an open mic, and we're going to just give God some praise and thanks for just choosing us to complete an assignment for him. Just, you know, he's just so awesome that he would choose someone such as myself. You know, nothing special about me except that, you know, God created me. Of course, that makes me special, but I mean, nothing special about me than in you or anyone else. It's just that God will use whoever is willing to help him complete an assignment. And so he asked me to do something, and he selected the right to do it and placed on their heart their part that he wants to do. We're all chosen with a different part of the assignment to complete it for God. And we saw the realization of that last Saturday morning. So let me see if I can go to the switchboard here and see who's here. Okay. Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
Well, good morning, darling. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you. I hear you.
All right.
Just
everything
excited.
I know. Everything is hunky-dory. Can't complain. Oh. I had a beautiful 2 weeks, as you found, and Daddy the icing on the cake was my birthday yesterday, so I had a great time. And I
happy birthday.
God. Thank you. I miss you guys with my birthday, but we celebrated prior to, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you had a good one. Speaking about you guys.
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. Let me see, can I get Deborah on? Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fabulous. And yourself?
I'm doing great, doing great. Before we get started, Seth, you want to give the prayer this morning? You or Deborah, either one, don't matter.
Deborah, you can go ahead, please.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning that you woke us up in our right mind and right on time to do your will. We thank you for all the opportunities you have given us, the privileges and the honor to be servants of God. We thank you for last Saturday. We thank you for showing up and showing out. We thank you that it was just beyond measures what we could have expected, Lord. We thank you for doing all that you do. We ask that you would come this morning and you would be in the midst of this conversation. You will lead it, guide it, and you will fulfill the things that the people need that's in their hearts, that's listening. We thank you for the listening audience. We thank you for all that you do. We ask that you keep us because we want to be kept, Lord. Help us as you promised so we may live, we may do your will, Lord. Thank you for this day. We love you. We adore you. Do what you do best, Lord. Heal the broken hearts. Bring in the lost, Lord. Open the blind eyes. Feed the hungry, Lord. Clothe the naked, Lord. Do all that you do. And we thank you, Lord, for being kind to us when we weren't kind to ourselves. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that we didn't deserve. We thank you for not giving up on us and allowing us to be part of a great movement in your work, Lord. We thank you. We adore you. Lord, we ask you right now to go before us, and whatever you would have us to say, that you would give us a bold spirit, we may say it so somebody can be touched, healed, and delivered. In Jesus' name we pray for everybody listening. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What a beautiful prayer.
Yes, yes, I tell you. Let me see if I can. I just want to contact, see if I can get Dr. Jean to call in. I did email a couple people last night and asked them to come on. Some said they would. I'm just reminding them just in case. Well, to the audience this morning, and Deborah, thank you for that prayer. I just want to say that, you know, for the last couple of years, for the last 5 years, God had us, Cynthia and I, working in the Work Release Center and Hollywood Work Release Center in Florida. And we were doing training and giving out certificates, just notating that they did take those trainings. With that being said, you know, individuals would take their certificates and go. And, of course, you know, when you're in prison, you take different classes and you get different certificates and you end up going home with 10 or 12 certificates in different areas. And you know, what are you going to do with it? You have a collection of certificate in this training, that training, this training, that training, but nothing comes together to make a whole, to complete a task. So in doing that, the Lord just said to me, why are you all giving them certificates? They get certificates from everybody. Create a bridge, something that when they come across to the other side, they will have something significant in their hands that can change their life. And anybody knows that education is the key. Education is the key to the system that we live in here on this earth. And so, and not only on the earth, education is the key to the system, the heavenly system, because if you don't educate yourself about the Bible, then you're not going to be able to graduate to heaven. So, you know, it's the same system. It's just copied here as a model in order to get through this earth, to get to a better salary, to get to the things that you dream about, that God placed on your heart. Education is the key. And people say, oh, I can do it without education. Well, you can do some things, but then there's some things that you can't even go through the door because they'll say, do you have a college degree? And you say, no. Well, then, you know, you can't get this job because this job requires a college degree. Even though you know that you possibly can be trained and can do the same job, it's just the way the system is set up. So with that, we embarked on changing what we were doing, Cynthia and I, to do what God asked us to do, to create a Bible college and to create a unique Bible college, which is like none other, that you would help a person finish where they started, to begin where they started, let me say that, and to finish what they started. So we started the Bible College, and what we did was we'd take exactly all the credits that you have. If you have credits from an accredited school, and if you have, if you was out of school for 10 years, most colleges would say, you know, well, we can't take those credits. They're 10 years old. We need you to start all over again. We will take your credits if it's 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. I don't care, as long as it's from an accredited school and you can prove with your transcript that you took those courses, then we will take those courses and then we will bill you an in for graduation, meaning that we will tell you the classes you need to take in order to finish. And you put in so many hours with us and guaranteed to get a degree and to finish your college degree. And so that's what we did for the women in the Hollywood Work Release Center. We took those ladies and, you know, like you said, we started off with a higher number. But, you know, when they realized this was not a certificate program, this is not a program that you can just come in and get a certificate and walk out of. Mm-mm, no, you got to study. And I tell you one thing, a taskmaster and an educator that keep your feet to the plow, as they could say, and your hand on the plow and your feet to the ground, it's Dean Oliver, Professor Oliver. She didn't play with them. They knew in order for them to get to where they need to go, she had certain guidelines and expectations that they had to do in order to cross the finish line. And a lot of them fell off because once they got out of prison and entered in, back into the world, they didn't want to go under that program of, you know, studying and all that. They got back into the world. So then they, didn't finish. And a lot of them was very, very close. So we learned a lesson. The lesson is to get to them early enough that they will have enough time to finish their college degree before their date of leaving the prison. So good and bad points there, but the overall is that we had a wonderful graduation. It was something that the glory of God showed up. The Holy Spirit was in that room, men, women, crying because their hearts were touched and they saw something that related to them personally. And as I speak to you today, audience, it will touch your heart as well, because our title is basically what we based everything on. And I'm going to go right straight to the title here. As our stimulating topic today is Mothers and Daughters, Finish What You Started. As I was asking the Holy Spirit this morning, I said, well, Holy Spirit, okay, what do you want to talk about? And she went right back to it. Finish what you started. He said, that's the basis of this whole program. And so now that's our new motto. He said, that's your motto right there. Finish what you started. Because that's what we're doing. We're helping women to finish what they started. There's no more excuse. Once we, in January, this course will be open online. There's no excuse for you not being able to finish what you started if you want to. We're not looking to make anybody do anything. You know, whenever God touches your heart and you know this is an opportunity for you, then you'll do it. Other than that, it's available, and we're not going to, you know, push it in anybody's face. You know, God will give you opportunity, and then you have to choose. It's like with us right now. God has given us everything that we need, can wish, imagine, and more. But we have to choose. We have to choose salvation or we wouldn't be saved. So it's a choice that will be put before mothers and daughters around the world, and they can choose to finish what they started. Okay? So I'm going to, so much is happening, I'm just going to open this thing up, and we're just going to talk about last Saturday, bring you up to date. We're going to talk about the things that we're going to be doing, and just giving God the glory, because God made sure that he got the glory. And I'll say this, we were writing the press release for the newspaper, and God orchestrated this whole picture, allowing us to finish the graduation to go across the street to lunch to a place called First Watch. And as we were walking, Cynthia looked at me and said, Dr. Fletcher, look at that. The name of the place was First Watch. And we knew then, okay, we're still being led by the Holy Spirit. We got in there, and all of a sudden, the Lord brought a man and his wife in, and I won't tell the whole story, but he brought him in, and I recognized him, and the Lord nudged me to speak to him. And it took me a while, but, you know, I finally did it. I asked him his name because I knew his name, but I didn't know quite how he pronounced it, and I didn't want to say it wrong. But anyway, long story short, we talked to him, and he and his wife own a newspaper, and he asked us to give him a story. And we did the story on Sunday afternoon, and as we were discovering, trying to figure out how to write it, what to say, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me and took my hands literally and just wrote that thing out. And when we did, we ended up with the story. Dr. Jean wrote, tweaked it, and Cynthia and I, we just kind of ad-lib into it and not changing what the Holy Spirit said. Ended up being a story in the South Florida Times this past Thursday, beautiful story. From that, the gentleman and his wife asked me to become a columnist for the newspaper each week. So not only did we get a story, we got an opportunity to write a column, and from that, Cynthia School, Florida Technical College, where she's a professor, saw the story, called, and now they want to expand upon the story. And so there's another interview, and whatever God wants to happen on Monday morning is going to happen. So it's just, and people calling and texting and you know, emailing me about the story, because we did something that, well, God did something through us that most people would not think could happen. We created a Bible college, fully accredited, with no budget, no big staff. It was only three people, Cynthia, myself, and my daughter, who did the web media stuff for us. But other than that, we kept trucking along. And most people would not believe you could start a college, make it accredited, have a graduation with three people without a whole lot of money. But God provided everything we needed when we needed. And that's why I said in that email, look at God. Look at God. This is all about God. He was determined that this baby was going to be birthed. So there we are. Cynthia, what are your take on it?
Ma'am, well, my take on the entire graduation and the process of getting there, it was long and tedious, audience. I got to be honest with you guys. It is not easy to facilitate education in the circumstances in which we facilitate it. Yes, we had the buy-in. We were allowed to go into the prison, but dealing with a population that has struggled to exist for so long, it can be very tedious with regards to discipline. So in the absence of discipline, we almost felt like, I know I can only speak for me, I almost felt like I was chasing people most of the time. But despite all of that, Dr. Fletcher, last Saturday suggests that every time I had to be stern or to insist that students do what they do, it was worth every hour that we put in and poured in to these young ladies. I know they're capable. They just needed to know that they were capable. And our valedictoria last week showed up and showed out. And she was someone that we didn't doubt, but she was like the tortoise. She was like the tortoise, just trucking along. But she stayed the course, and she did, when I tell you, everything that she needed to do and more, because she was determined to finish what she started. And so when she got up there on that podium last week, she was so proud. You can see the confidence in her had risen so much. And she made a profound statement. She did prison, but prison didn't do her. That was the icing on the cake for me, because that's what I literally, I preached that thing in class. Make use of the time that you have while you're here. God tells us to study and show ourselves approved. But if you're not studying, what are you doing if you're on lockdown? And prison do not make for prison, for it is our minds that has imprisoned us. So I don't care where you are, you can get focused and study the Word of God. You can get focused and be everything that God has created you to be, even in prison. And last Saturday was the example of that. That's my take on it.
Yeah. Yeah, last Saturday was an audience. The reason we're sharing this with you, we wasn't here last Saturday, and I had people texting me, you know, you're not on, da 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 da. I didn't realize that until after the graduation. There was so much going on trying to prepare for it, and you just can't be two places at one time. We very seldom are off the air, and the only time we are off the air is when we have an event, and I can't speak at two places at one time at the same time at 10 o'clock. So you have to make a choice, and that's very rare. I say out of the 9 years we've been on the air, we probably missed about 7 shows, so, you know, give or take, that's about it. And each time I was speaking somewhere or doing something that, you know, just couldn't be changed. So I apologize for us not alerting everybody for last week. But last week was such a monumental event that I, you know, this morning the Lord said, share it. So I'm sharing with you what the Lord has asked us to do. And the reason we're sharing this, and I know the Lord wants us to share, is because many people are struggling with, can I finish a project? You know, the Lord placed something on your heart, and you're trying to figure out, well, Lord, if I had the money, well, Lord, if I had the building, well, Lord, if the people would come, you know, whenever these things get in place, then I'm going to do it, Lord. You know, just let me run across somebody, send me some money. We want money because we think money is the answer. We think if we had the money, money would give us the opportunity and everything would just flow smoothly. But that's not the way God works. Anybody that have a relationship with God, and I'm talking about a relationship. I'm not just talking about going to church on Sunday and Wednesday and listening and going about your business, doing your stuff and dropping it like it's hot next week and then come back on Sunday. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody who have a relationship with God, and you're talking to God. You know what a relationship is. When you are in a relationship with another human, you want to be with that human. You want to talk to that human. You want to be there 24/7, can't get enough, just the smell of the human. You know, well, the same thing with God. You got to have that kind of relationship. And when God asks you to do something, you got to know him well enough to trust him and know that if he asks you to do it, he's going to provide. It's not going to be the way that you want it, because if it's the way you want it, you don't need God. If you got all the answers, and you know how it's supposed to turn out, then you don't need God. You got your own plan, and God surely will let you do your own plan. But if you're willing to do what he wants you to do, the way that he wants it done, it's not going to look like and feel like and be nothing like that you, the thing that you had imagined in your mind, because your mind can't even conceive the thoughts of God. So that's where your faith comes in at. So when God asked us to do this, I was talking to Cynthia, and we just crazy enough to say, okay, God said do it, let's do it. That's all we said. And yes, attacks on our bodies, my body, Cynthia's body, a husband's body, everybody attached to this thing got some kind of repercussion. My daughter, because what we was embarking on something that God had asked us to do. But one thing I can say, every time I needed a ticket to go to Florida, that ticket showed up. Every time we needed food for an event, transportation, supplies for the lady, money showed up. He either gave it to Cynthia or he gave it to me. But whatever, we never, ever held out on each other. Whatever we have, we put it in the pot, because our motto is, everything belongs to God. And all we're doing is doing what he asked us to do. Is it easy? Was it easy? No. No. And I'm saying this to all of you out there. No, it's not easy. Because the enemy is going to try to do everything he can to talk you out of doing what God asked you to do. His job is to say, well, see, you know that ain't going to work. And then he'll go talk to your best friend, and they're going to say, girl, you crazy. Or a family member, or somebody that you think you trust, and they're going to try to talk you out of it because they're going to say, you crazy. Why would God ask you to do that and don't give you no money? Because if he gave you the money, then you don't need no faith. God said, have faith in me. That's what Jesus said, have faith in God. Everything you do, you got. If you're doing it for God, it's a faith walk. You won't see the end. You got to take every step as if your eyes are closed and as if you are walking in his footsteps. Because you don't see it. You can't see where he's taking you. You just got to believe that he's going to take you and you're going to land where you're supposed to be. So God has placed on your heart to do something for him, and you say, God, you can use me. Please use me. I'm here to serve you. Then you got to get to doing what he asked you to do. Don't worry about the money. You just do something. If we had to wait on the money, this Bible college would not have been in existence today. People say to me, how do you, y'all ain't gonna get no accreditation. Accreditation is hard to get. You just can't get accreditation. People been trying to get accreditation for years for school. How many times have I had somebody tell me that? You're not gonna get no accreditation. You got to be in existence for a year or 2 years, and then you can apply for your accreditation. The devil is a liar. I know what God told me. And the Lord led me to the right place and the right person. And it wasn't an easy accreditation either. I could do anything until I got my eyesight back together until the Lord blessed me through that mess. But when we finished, you had to do the catalog, the policies and procedures, the scroll procedures. You had to do applications. You had to do a syllabus for every course. And we didn't choose courses that someone else had that we could use. We had to really create every syllabus because God made it so unique that we are looking at an integrative approach to bring psychology and theology together and looking at the clientele that we deal with, matching that for that clientele. So, no, I thought I was just going to pick up, since they did all of the psychology pieces, and I was doing the biblical. And I said, well, Seth, you do the biblical and I do the psychology. And I don't know why I said that. The whole Lord was like, no. And Seth said, no, Dr. Fletcher, you do the biblical. You're the chaplain. And I said, okay. So I'm thinking, I got to do 66 syllabus. And I'm not an educator. I mean, Seth got that thing down pat. She is one of the best educators. And I'm not saying it because she's on this phone. I mean, not only is she a good educator, she cares about her students. She'll take money out of her pocket to make sure they get where they need to go. She'll go to their houses to make sure that they get what they need, like the old-fashioned school teachers we used to have, that if you didn't have it, they'd come to your house, talk to your parents. She'll do all of that to make sure you get what you need, but can write those syllabus like it bounces off your back. So I'm sitting here going, how am I going to do all of this, Lord? This is not my thing. They just showed me how to do it. I took the first one, did the first one, okay. I'm like, okay. But 66? And I know now why God said, yes, you're going to write this. The Holy Spirit helped me to create it. And the reason why, I needed to know that Bible. I needed to know more about God's word. Reading the Bible here, there, and the other, and spot checking here, there, and the other, that's good. But he wanted me to start from Genesis and end up in Revelation. And in order to write a syllabus, I had to read it. I had to talk to him about it. And the Holy Spirit had to show me. And he told me exactly what Bible verses to put in there and exactly why they were going in there. So it turned out to be, I should have got a degree in biblical studies, really. And I have a PhD in theology, but I mean, it's like I should have got a degree, really, for the first time, because I never studied like that. Because I can't, you can't be the lead if you're not knowing what you're doing, Bessie. So all of this, I'm saying all this to say this to you, audience. Somebody out there, God has placed something in your heart. He's placed it in your heart. And this is why he asked me to have this on the show this morning. Because somebody has a project, something on their heart that they started and they've not finished, and it's eating away at you. It's always in your intro conversations coming up. And you got all kind of excuses why you didn't finish. And God is saying, if you have faith in him and you trust him and he placed it on your heart, then he'll walk you right on through it. The Holy Spirit will walk you through it just every step of the way. When it get hard and get tough, just say, God told me to do it, and I know it's going to be okay. And if you want to, me and Cynthia are right here available. You can call us, and we'll help you. Deb was on the line. You know, there are women out there that have gone through the same, going through what she went through. You know, we are available people. We will help you walk through anything. That's who we are. You know, our phones, our emails are available to you. If you're willing, we're willing to help. That's my take right there. So I'm going to go to Deborah. Deborah, you have anything you want to add to that for Saturday?
Yes, I tell you, I've experienced a couple graduations in my journey, and that has surpassed them all. You know, from the moment when Dr. Jean got up there and said, praise the Lord, hallelujah, I said, oh, I'm in the right place right now. Because it's hard for me to talk on any subject without, you know, God is coming up, because I am fully aware that it was because of God that I was able to, you know, pass all my classes and be on the honor roll for 5 years straight. You're talking about an eighth grade dropout. And so when she started, when she set the tone, and then the attorney got up there, the valedictorian, it was just awesome. It was just awesome. And I just encourage the audience that wherever you at, don't despise small beginnings. Despise small beginnings, because God said if you got a desire, he'll help you bring it to fruition. He said, when a man ways pleases me, I give him the desires of his heart. So when your ways pleases God, there's nothing that God won't help you do. And my ways wasn't like no perfect individual, but God was pleased with where I was going, and he gave me the desire of my heart to be an honor roll student and to finish strong, because, you know, my beginnings, you know, weren't too great, you know, back in middle school and all of that. So I just want to encourage you that, you know, to find what it is that God is calling you to do, you know. And there's nothing impossible with God. It was just phenomenal. My people talked about it. And the people, you know, and let me just say this. I gotta say this on. I'm gonna say this on the radio, because I need to say this to Dean Oliver and Dr. Bessie. I need to say this. My sister, my baby sister, was so impressed. She was moved to tears. Now, she's not one that cry easy. She's not an easy crier. She was moved to tears. And what really topped it off was, she said, when y'all gave her hugs and when y'all embraced her, the people were so warm and gentle. She said every one of them, every one of us, them, was so down to earth and so gentle and so real. And the hugs was warm and pleasant. And she said that touched her. She said the whole thing. She said, but that just put the icing on the cake. Because, you know, there's times that people hug you. You know, I'm going to be real, and they patty cake you on the back, and, you know, or they barely touch you, or, you know, and, you know, almost defeat the purpose of giving the hug. And so she said that was just awesome, the whole thing, and it put a bridge in our relationship. We you know, some other things have happened since then. So we might think it's just one thing, education, or going that way and going that way, but God had a way, because it brought us closer. And we had a long, long talk yesterday, and I learned some stuff that I always wanted to know when I left home. I learned a whole lot of stuff, you know, and it just opened up doors for me, you know, with my family. And I just want to thank you for having me, ladies, having me on this great mission with you, and thank God for allowing us to do this thing together. And, you know, I don't feel any type of way because, you know, y'all got the doctors and the PhDs and, the, you know, the masters, and I'm just down here with my associates trying to play catch up. But y'all never make me feel no type of way. And I enjoyed the dinner the whole day. This was awesome. I'm still on a natural high. I just thank you. Mm-hmm. Audience, you missed a great spiritual treat. And when you need me, call me. God is good. Thank you so much for letting me share that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You know, I tell people a lot of times we think that we're going for one thing and God will have something else up the road waiting for you. Meaning that when your mother and your sister saw you in that position and heard you from your heart, they were listening. I was watching them. They were actually in tune, just eyes focused on you. And so that was the bridge, and that was the melting of the heart, that the Holy Spirit was in the place. People were crying, and because they realized they could see themselves. Even men were saying to us, you know, he said, I was crying. He said, because I could see myself when Attorney Powell was speaking, the commencement speaker, talking about she started from such poor beginnings and how God led her the whole step of the way. He said, I'm from Jamaica, and I could relate. And so he was crying, and he just want to reach out and help her do what she does. And people are just like, I want to finish what I started. You know, if those ladies can finish and come out of prison and finish what they start, I just want to finish what I started. And y'all don't know what you've done today. So it wasn't just us. It was the Holy Spirit touching their heart and saying to them, you can finish. You can finish what you started. So, audience, don't ever think that God would put something on your heart that you could not complete. A thought, a vision, when it's to the good and to help someone else, anything good is from God. And when he put that vision and that thought in your heart, you think you thought about that? No, God is nudging you to do it. And he's also, when he nudges you and give it to you, the vision, he's saying, if you trust me, I'll help you complete it. That's the only thing that can do it. You got to trust God. Cynthia?
Yes, ma'am. Well, to add to that, Dr. Fletcher, the audience and listening audience, one of the greatest things that came out of this whole thing for me, yes, I believe that I have the faith of a mustard seed. And one thing I need the audience to understand is that meaning is so important in trying to accomplish anything that God has for you. Yes, you have the faith, but you have a part in getting it done. I one of the things that I hear people of faith say, well, I'm waiting on God. How about he waiting on you? What is your part in this? And are you moving every day towards accomplishing and finishing what God has given you to do? It makes us hypocrites, if you will, to suggest that God has given you something to do and you waiting on him. He's waiting on you. God ain't going to do nothing for you, and even in what he's called you to do, that you can do. He steps in to do the supernatural, like provide money when things look crazy and you have an event coming up. That you move on the event. That you do your part to make it happen. That's the greatest thing that I love about this organization, is that we move and then God do the rest. It is such a wonderful thing to see God shows up. And it is those little things that God keeps reminding you. I know every intricate detail of what you're going through. I know what you need to make it happen. But can I trust you to get it done? And seeing and being in that space on Saturday. It was the fruit of our labors. One of my greatest prayers is, God, allow us to live to see the reap the rewards of our labor. And he allowed us to reap the rewards of our labor last week, to see and to hear what the audience were saying. Was absolutely the icing on the cake for me, because it's all about what the people that you serve and what you leave a legacy with them. Yeah, they did the work because they didn't have no choice if they wanted to get to that point of graduation. To think that you were going to come up in here and just going to be an icing on the cake, But they did what they needed to do. Were we chasing a couple of them? Absolutely. But when God told us to have mercy, and I'm going to let you tell that part, Dr. Fletcher, to have mercy on those who were struggling to finish the course, he reminded us the premise of the school. The premise of the school is that we take all of your credits. And if you fall short, we have to go through strategically your transcript from your other institution to see if we can have that mercy on you to help you meet graduation. And to believe that was just that's that little voice in your and God letting you know, have mercy on people. Don't be so hard. Don't take it personal. It's not personal when people struggle. It ain't about you. This is about the premise of the institution and how he gave it to us, that we were able to see the fruits of our labor last week. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I got to a point when we were moving towards this graduation that I wanted to just, what is the point of this? What is the point of this? But again, I was reminded, if you had 100 sheep, and one straight away, would you not leave the 99 and go get that one? That was, God gave me that just when I wanted to not do this graduation. And that gave me a new perspective about what the whole thing was about. And it wasn't personal. And it wasn't about us as an institution, that people were struggling to stay the course. See, when we take things personal, audience, we will shut some people down. Well, we'll fix you. You ain't going to graduate. No, that's not who we are. And the hugs that Deborah talked about, the genuineness, that's who we are. And once you enter our institution, you have a mentor for as long as you desire it. We are on 24/7, like Dr. Fletcher said. We don't have an office hours from 9 to 5. You can call us whenever you need us to talk you off the ledge. And you got that as long as you want it. That's who we are as an institution. We're mentors for life. Thank you, Dr. Fletcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, audience, you know, I'm sure if you're out there, I mean, if you want to click one, if you got something to say, if this touches your heart, if it you know, means anything to you, you can email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. That's DRBESSIE, the number 1@gmail.com. And I certainly pass it on and share it with Deborah and Cynthia as well. You can click one and listen, send this message to someone that you know that is struggling, trying to get where they need to go. We are all going through the challenge, you know, but I think what made it so exciting for us is because I was at the same place where Cynthia was, and Cynthia was asking herself, well, why, you know, what's the purpose? And I was asking myself, not quite that, but feeling the same way. I was just like, Lord, I felt like someone had done something to me personally. That's the way I was feeling. The enemy was talking in my head. All of that. Going down there on the plane, half the time he couldn't see. all of that. Spend your last penny. Well, it wasn't my penny. But, you know, that was his job. He was trying to beat me down, and I was saying, no, God asked me to do it, and I'm doing it because God asked me to do it. And, see, that's why you got to be in that Bible, in that word, and have that relationship with God, so when the enemy comes to try to talk craziness in your head, you can talk yourself off the bridge, as she could say, off the edge. Because you got to go with the word of God. No, God said it. God asked me to do it. And this is why I'm doing it. And I had to keep talking right up to the graduation. And this is about 3 weeks. It started 3 weeks for me. And I kept saying, I said, Lord, I put this whole thing in your hand. I did it for you. But he still was talking. Still was talking. And finally, you know, God was saying, you know, I said, well, we haven't heard from them, so I guess they're not graduating, and this, that, and the other. And the Lord said, grace and mercy. You need to give them grace. How many times have people given you grace? And he repeated some things to me. And I said, Lord, you are so right. It's not about you. He said, did you do this for you, or did you do this unto me? I said, I did it unto you, Lord. But then why are you taking it personal? How many institutes are standing today and running that I've created, that the founders are not here? They are gone. You'll be here with me, and this institute will still be running. This is not about you. Oh, I got myself together. Cynthia called me. Did you get a spank? And I said, well, I didn't get a spank, but I got a good, strong talking to. Yeah, okay, when we got through, we were fine. By the time he got us together, and we were ready for graduation. And I said from the beginning, we're going to have graduation if we don't have but one person. I started out with that from the day one from orientation. And then when we got to the end, I didn't want to embrace that because I was just thinking, what happened? Where's everybody at? You know, taking it personal. But God pulled them in, even at the last minute. But I tell you one thing, we had women up there that got awards for humanitarian awards. Deborah was one of those. And we gave those awards to those ladies because now not only are they survivors from prison, drugs, have pulled themselves up, have higher education, they all have gone, got higher degrees, And they are coming in and helping us speak to the ladies, and they're out there giving back to the community. This is what we're looking at. How can we give back to the community? You can't just allow yourself to be blessed and keep the blessings just for you. You've got to be able to give it back. And that's how God can use your mess and turn it into his best, because he can take it, okay, I can turn, and that's everybody. Not because you've been to prison. That's everybody, my mess. I have plenty of mess. And God takes what I've done. How do you think we got this college going? Because what? I came back from a mess. God, please, if you give me one more chance, I'm willing, use me to glorify your kingdom. When I said that, I got to do whatever you ask me to do. I don't have a choice because I made a promise to him. And we do that. We go before God and we make all kind of promises, and the minute he calls on us to do something, then we find all kind of excuses why it won't work. But you remember, if you made a promise to God, that's a dangerous thing, and it will not go well for you when he calls upon you and you decide that, no, I don't want to do that one, God. Now, when you get something else, you know, let me know. I think I might be able to work with that. I want something with some lights, camera, action. You know, I want people to know. You know, I want to be out in front of the world. You know, if I had that kind of attitude, yeah, I could do all of that. Because we can always find Satan, because he's just waiting on you. He'll give you lights, camera, action, tall, dark, and handsome, short and ugly. Anything to get you distracted from doing what God has asked you to do. But when you make a promise to God, you got to put everybody else aside and you got to stay focused. It's not our glory. God got the glory. That's why people were touched. And we just got to enjoy. I was telling God this morning, I said, you know, we were like little kids just jumping around like it was Christmas morning and we got our favorite toy. We were like that all week long. We still like that because we're still getting the energy from what God did last Saturday all week. And people, I mean, it's just amazing. And I'm like, well, we're like little kids. We are still popping like popcorn here. We are enjoying what you have allowed us to experience. Anything y'all want to say?
Deborah, go ahead.
I think I've said it all.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Don't get me worked up again.
But no,
anyway, I'll say this, that everybody that was there was supposed to be there. And it, we didn't rehearse and practice nothing. It was supposed to be there. And you, Dean Oliver was supposed to feel out of sync because God wanted you to know that it wasn't you guys doing it. That he needed you to be out of sync. So, you know.
You're breaking up, Deborah.
Oh, I'm sorry. God wanted you to know that everybody that was there was supposed to be there. It was supposed to be just like that. We didn't rehearse. We didn't practice. And all that was going on. God wanted to be there so when the glory fell, when nobody would be confused about who did what. We know that it was God because we didn't rehearse nothing. It looked like we had them practice. It looked like we know what we was doing. And it was just God. It was just because I was saying, if we're going to practice how to, you know, and everything just fell in, you know, like, woo, you know, never rehearsed nothing, never. It just was like, it was ordained to be like that from the beginning. To the end of the night, to all the way down to the restaurant, the food, everything, meeting the man, everything was ordained to be like that. And that's what he wanted. You know, those people that wasn't there wasn't supposed to be there, even though they was participating along the way. Because, you know, if they were supposed to be there, God would have had his way. It would have been like that. You know?
Yeah.
It would have been like that. So. I just, once again, I just thank you ladies for, you know, seeing in me what I probably didn't see in me and allowing me to be a part of a great ministry. And, you know, I'm forever grateful. And I don't think I had a chance to say that last time before I left, but I want to say it publicly on the radio. I love you. I adore you ladies. May God bless you and enlarge your territory. Thank you.
Thank you,
Amen.
Deborah. We love you, too. You
and
know, you are just, you add the flavor to us. You know what I mean? We need, you know, God said, a laughter heals. Let me see, what is it? It's good for the soul. You just have a natural spirit about you. And just your presence, you know, sometimes you say things and you're not trying to be funny. But the way you come across, you have us just laughing and cracking up, and it just lightens the load, you know, and Dr. Jean comes out with that. And I just thank God for the women that he's placed us together. It is just absolutely awesome. I want to say this one thing, and then, Cynthia, I'm going to give you a chance. We're running to the end of it. I just want to say that, you know, I felt like, I guess a mother with her, I say a mother hen with her biddies all around her last Saturday. And it took everything I had. You know, I was crying the whole time. So I'm turning my head, got a little makeup on, trying to look as nice as I possibly can. I turn my head, I grab my eyes a little bit, get myself together. But when Valedictorian and Melinda and Jones both hugged me, I lost it. I could not. I'm telling you, I said, Lord, please don't let me do the snot cry up in here. It took all I had. And I think when I started crying and the audience started crying, I was like, Lord, it's just like everything came down at once upon me. But then everything lifted up at once. I don't know how to say it, but it's like it was on me and then it lifted. And I was like, God, I told Cynthia, I feel like I could just run down the street. I won't tell you exactly how I said it. Just take off and run down the street. That's how happy and light I felt. And I'm thinking, God, look at you. Look at you. You showed up and you showed out. And everything that we went through, Cynthia, You know what? It was all worth it, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It was definitely worth it. And I'm looking forward to January for the new cohort. Guys, we made the papers that South Florida Times, you want to check out the highlights of the graduation, you can do that. I think it's on the internet, if I'm not mistaken, Dr. Fletcher.
Yeah, it's on the audience. Internet. It's SFLTIMES.com. And you can it's when you do that and pull it up, you'll see it. It'll come up and it says women get degrees out of prison, coming out of prison with degrees or something. That
yes,
I think that's the title.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
So you can go that. It's S as in Sam, F as in Frank, L as in Larry, Times, TIMES.com. And then you can find the article there. And, it's just we'll be writing for them each week starting in September. But what I want to say in the closing here, this particular program, you may say, is it just for women that's in college, in prison? We specialize with the women in prison with this college. But in January, we are opening up this program for any woman who want to finish what she started. You can go back. You can sign up. In December, we'll have orientation. November, we'll have everything on our website. Our website is M as in mother, D as in daughter, B as in bonding, N as in network.org. You'll be able to find the application on there to fill it out, and you'll be able to send up your transcript. We'll do evaluation, send you your acceptance letter. You know, we just need credentials. We just need to have certified credentials that you do have those credits. And that's your acceptance. That's your yes. If you come with all of that, and you can finish what you started. So I don't care if it's 20 years. So tell everybody you know, every woman that's sitting around wondering, how can I finish what I started? This is the way to do it. Somebody's moving around. I can hear some noise. Let's see. We'll be off in a minute. I have you both live, Cynthia and Deborah. So with that being said, I want to close with this statement. This was the press release that was sent, that God actually wrote. And it says, the Mother and Daughter Bible College make history in prison reform, Pembroke Pines, Florida. Mother and Daughter Bible College, MDBC, made history in prison reform by hosting its first commencement celebration for the Hollywood Work Release Center for Women graduation class on August 11, 2018 at Florida Technical College, Pembroke Pines, Florida. At 10 a.m. Saturday morning, the graduates, families, friends, and administrators gathered to witness this monumental occasion where inmates receive college degrees upon release from prison. In addition to college degrees, humanitarian awards and certificates of appreciation were given. As the music began, the graduates seemed to take in a deep breath, and as they exhaled, they began their journey into another dimension of their reality. Mistress of Ceremony, Dr. Jean Ezell, stood at the podium as the commencement celebration began. The presence of the Holy Spirit filled the room. Founder and CEO Dr. Bessie Fletcher shared the history, purpose, and mission of MDBC. Dr. Fletcher and Cynthia Oliver, Dean of Education, spent the past 5 years teaching at HWRC, that's the Women's Center, giving certificates as awards to the inmates. Dr. Bessie stated, God asked me, what are they going to do with all those certificates? You need to create a higher learning institute, giving them a bridge to cross over into a new reality. God commissioned me to create a bridge for women at the Women Work Release Center, letting them know that change is just a walk across the bridge. Education is the key to personal change. Education is wisdom. And at the wisdom comes understanding. The Mother and Daughter Bible College was created without grants or donors. God provided the means as they arrived. As the three daughters of God, Dr. Bessie, Dean Oliver, and Angela Huntley, media coordinator, continue to listen and follow the instructions from God. Many said it couldn't be done without a budget, without a full staff, but God proved them wrong. With God, all things are possible. The Mother and Daughter Bible College was born fully accredited. Look at God. Keynote speaker, attorney Jackie Powell, gave a compelling message to the graduates. She shared her small beginnings and sequence of many life challenges and obstacles, as well as the amazing support she received from those who believed in her and orchestrated her multiple successes. Her faith being the number one factor and source through it all. One of her memorable points emphasized to the graduates was finish what you started and be sure to reach back as you move forward. Don't quit. Quote from Cynthia Oliver, Dean of Education, education and purpose really is the wind beneath our wings, in that it allows us the leverage to soar and land where we please. Oliver, 2014. Linda Thomas, valedictorian, received a bachelor's in Christian psychology, delivered an outstanding personal motivating speech, and her memorable quote was, "I did the time, but the time did not do me." I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher. We have Cynthia Oliver and Deborah here, and we have you, audience. And we want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you for allowing us just to share what God has done through us. Any final notes, Cynthia, Deborah?
You said it all. I have very well done. In order to bring a closing to this segment.
All right. Thank you. Hold on. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
To God be the glory. Y'all have a good week. And just remember what God has placed in your heart. Go back to God and ask Him to help you finish what you started. Bye-bye.